This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, along with Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. And time now to play the Harris Challenge. This is where we find out if you've been paying attention as the week moved along. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can get into play right now. 314-969-KTRS. And 1-888-550-KTRS. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. Each of our contestants will have a choice of categories. And in that category, there will be five questions worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in that order. So that's a total of 15 points that they can earn, but they don't have to get all of them to win. As long as they get more than half of the available points, they will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Oh, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florence and Cobbleville.
Cobbleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizza, we have a Peroni's gift card. They have two locations, one in Florence and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri at M&P. Or from Wehrenberg Theater. We have free movie passes, like maybe Bridge of Spies.
That's a pretty good Tom Hanks movie I saw
a few weeks ago.
I liked it a lot.
Also, from
you were going to say Bridge of Spies.
I know.
Your Robin Trower imitation.
I almost did that, yes. from Family Nuts. It's a locally owned family candy store and ice cream store right here in Westport. And you will get one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
So choose whichever prize you'd like if you win, or get all 15 points for a clean sweep, and we'll give you a bonus prize.
That's right. You'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
You know, sometime you should go in there to have a drink and just marvel at the curved TV they have in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
There. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Everybody who gets on the challenge is offered a unique broadcast opportunity we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use for some prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you have to say?
Well, unfortunately, I did not arrange any prearranged commercial endorsements, so I'll just say I'm aiming at the end.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We always appreciate that. Let's turn on a semi-random category computer. We'll see what comes spilling out. We know what category one will be because it's our weekly most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or category two, Forbes highest paid women in music. They just came out with that list this week. Or because Spectre opens today at a theater near you, we have a category called Bond, multiple choice Bond. Which one would you like, Scott?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the have I been paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, 15 points for you to earn. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where was a Russian airplane brought down this week by what British investigators believe was more likely than not a terrorist bomb?
Sinai Peninsula?
That's correct. On Tuesday, which state rejected a referendum that would have made recreational marijuana legal?
Ohio.
Correct. Which female athlete chased down a guy who stole her cell phone off a table at a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco this week?
Ooh, pass.
Which of these movies was not written by Melissa Matheson, who died this week at age 65? E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, or The Indian in the Cupboard?
Ooh, I have to go with The Indian in the Cupboard.
Close Encounters was not hers. In what country was a Muslim man accused of stealing a cow beaten to death by a Hindu mob? India, Pakistan, or Sri Lanka?
I'm going with India.
It is India. And who was that female athlete who chased the guy down for her cell phone?
I have no clue.
It was Serena Williams.
Oh, I did hear that.
Sorry. Let's see how we did here, Scott. You got the one, you got the two, you got the five. That is 8 points, just above the winning threshold. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will meet our second contestant. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something for a few seconds.
All right. I'd like to plug the St. Louis Rams, or repeat, St. Louis Rams. don't move to L.A.
Good luck with that. What do you think about the Rams and the Vikings this weekend in Minnesota?
I'm excited. It's going to be a good game. They're both teams that people have been hoping to be good for a long time.
Well, they're both going to be battling out for wild card spots this year, and I can't believe I'm saying that about the Rams. Tells you how bad the NFC West is this year.
Yeah.
Which category would you like? Forbes, highest paid women in music, Bond, multiple choice Bond, or our new third category, Republican presidential candidates in the news?
We'll take Republican presidential candidates in the news.
All right, Kyle, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show has received tens of thousands of signatures from Latinos who want Donald Trump dumped as host this week?
Saturday Night Live.
Correct. Which candidate was questioned this week about comments made by his father about Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld's roles in his brother's presidency?
Jeb Bush.
Correct. Which two candidates started getting Secret Service protection this week?
Yeah.
Which two candidates found out this week they will not be allowed on the main stage next week at the Fox Business Network debate? Which candidate wrongly said this week that the pyramids in Egypt were built by Joseph to store grain?
Ben Carson.
It is Ben Carson. All right, back to the three-pointer. Which two candidates started getting Secret Service protection this week?
Trump and Carson.
Correct. And which two are not going to be on the stage next week at that debate?
Then Huckabee and Christie.
Did you say Huckabee and Christie?
Yeah.
The answer is Christie and Huckabee. Oh,
hey.
You were so... Oh, wait, that's the same thing because addition is commutative. Yeah, nicely done, Kyle.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
By the way, one more thing about Ben Carson. He's in a bit of trouble now because today he had to admit that while he said a few days ago that he was offered a full scholarship to West Point, after West Point did some checking, they found he never even applied. And he said, oh, what I meant to say was my ROTC guy was going to get me a connection so I could get an application, which is not the same as I got a full scholarship, is it? And by the way, because of that, some people started a very interesting meme on Twitter today. The Twitterverse came up with new entries in the Ben Carson Wikipedia page. For instance, according to Ben Carson, Stonehenge is a game of Jenga abandoned by giants. According to Ben Carson, the Amazon is the longest river named after a corporation. The Taj Mahal was originally built as a handball court. The term algorithm is named after Al Gore. If you punch a tiger hard enough, it explodes into kittens. It takes 14 metric pancakes to shingle a doghouse. By the way, I don't know what that means, but I love that phrase. It takes 14 metric pancakes to shingle a doghouse. Also on Ben Carson's Wikipedia page, if you carry a lizard in your pocket, you'll be able to see at night. The Earth is filled with helium, and that is how we stay in space. And my favorite, fish pee is especially salty, which is where the salt water comes from. Before fish, everything was fresh water. The things you learn from Ben Carson's Wikipedia page.
Wow, that's awesome.
But here's the thing we learned here. Kyle's really good at the Harris Challenge because you got them all right for a clean sweep, Kyle.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we will move on to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Take your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Let's go Blues.
All right. Which category would you like? Forbes, highest paid women in music, Bond, multiple choice Bond, or our new third category, Happy Birthday Adolf Sachs?
Let's do the Forbes highest paid.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who performed at this year's Super Bowl halftime and went on to earn $135 million, more than any other woman on the list?
Katy Perry.
Correct. Who fell to number two on the list, but still made $80 million this year on the strength of continuing sales of her 1989 album and tickets to her concerts?
Madonna.
Taylor Swift. What is the stage name of Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, who earned $59 million this year, even out of costume?
Pink.
Lady Gaga. Here's your four-pointer. Which singing superstar earned $54.5 million from a tour with her husband, Sean Carter, and commercial deals with Pepsi, L'Oreal, and her own fragrance, Heat?
Oh, boy.
Who earned $31 million this year from a residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas and her own intimate line of lingerie? We ran out of time. That one was Britney Spears. Sean Carter is Jay-Z. His wife would be Beyonce. And Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. Those are the top five highest paid women in music. Let's see how you did here, Mike. You got the one. And this recaps your scoring. So,
brutal.
As you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win by getting eight or more, you are punished.
Give it to me.
All right. Ian and I last week were talking about Phil Collins deciding to come out of retirement. And I said to Ian, find me a bad cover of a Phil Collins song we can use as punishment. Surprisingly, there aren't that many online. But we did find this guy, Tim Hennessy. Collins has announced, if they're going to sing my songs like that, I'm not going to unretire. Wow. All right, Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Damon. See you.
Thank you.
Did you see that they are petitioning? 2,000 people, I think, have signed the petition for Phil Collins to stay retired.
We want Tim Hennessy instead. Here's our fourth contestant, also named Mike. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Okay, I'll do what everybody else did. Let's go blues.
All right. Which category of our two that are remaining would you like? Bond, multiple choice Bond, or Happy Birthday, Adolf Sachs?
The Bond.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to Time Magazine, which Bond actor has the highest kills per movie ratio? Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, or Timothy Dalton?
Pierce Brosnan.
Correct. Which actor has played James Bond in the most movies? Sean Connery, Roger Moore, or Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
Roger Moore. Which of these was not the name of a Bond girl? Rosie Lick-a-Lot, Plenty O'Toole, or Pussy Galore?
Rosie
Lick-a-Lot was not a Bond girl, you're right. Who had the only Bond theme song to hit number one on the Billboard chart? Paul McCartney, Sheena Easton, or Duran Duran?
Duran Duran.
Correct. Who did the first Bond theme song to win an Oscar for Best Song? Shirley Bassey, Adele, or Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle.
It was in 2013 for Skyfall that Adele won the Oscar for Best Song.
Ah.
Duran Duran got the number one song with A View to a Kill. Roger Moore, by the way, has been in 7 Bond movies. Sean Connery, 6. Daniel Craig, now up to 4. And Pierce Brosnan killed 27 people in his time as Bond. Let's see how he did here. You got the 1, you got the 3, you got the 4, and you squeaked by with an 8-point win. Mike, congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes while I meet our final contestant today. Hello, Steve.
What's up, boys?
Steve, are you on your speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate that. Ian will edit that out so no one ever hears that, and it won't be embarrassing for you. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to thank my beautiful bride who's listening and dealing with our 4 crazy kids. I'll be home soon.
You don't want to mention their names?
Let's see. My wife is Kama, and my daughters are Sienna, Micheline, and Kai, and then a son, Shadrach, all between the ages of 4 and 6.
Wow.
Woo.
So,
yeah,
so no one in your house has slept in 7 years?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Our final category today, Steve, is Happy Birthday Adolf Sax. This is the guy who patented and invented the saxophone. He was born on this day in 1814. He patented it when he was 32 years old in 1846. This is about men who became famous playing the saxophone. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the longtime sax player for the E Street Band until his death in 2011?
Pass.
By what name is sax player Kenneth Gorelick better known?
Kenny G.
Correct. Which jazz saxophonist, one of the inventors of bebop, was nicknamed Bird?
Pass.
On which late-night TV show was Branford Marsalis the bandleader from 1993 to 1995?
I should know that too. Pass.
Raphael Ravenscroft's 8-bar sax riff is the most recognizable part of what 1978 hit song by Jerry Rafferty?
I know that one too, but pass.
Back to the one-pointer, a longtime sax player for the E Street Band.
Don't know.
How about who was Bird?
Miles Davis.
Charlie Parker. How about Branford Marsalis' TV show? He was the band leader for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And Raphael Ravenscroft played saxophone on Jerry Rafferty's hit, Dan?
Baker Street.
Correct.
Baker Street.
And Clarence Clemons was the longtime sax player for the E Street Band. And let's see how you did here. You got Kenny G.
Two.
Oh, and let me tell you something. When the only thing you have is Kenny G, you have been spending too much time at Starbucks. Steve, 2 points. Yeah, does get you this punishment once again by Phil Collins karaoke star Tim Hennessy. So I can make he thought he was good enough to YouTube himself and post it for the world to see. Total views, 9. All right, Steve, sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a nice weekend, and thanks for playing.
Right back at you.
That's the Harris Challenge, which happens every Friday right around 5:15, although next week we are being preempted for a 3-hour soccer pregame show. So we'll return with the challenge 2 weeks from today here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. In the meantime, you can always catch up with previous challenges you may have missed by going to my website, harrisonline.com.